2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Happy weekend. Hope you're having a fantastic one. I am here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hey, Lindsay. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm so good. It is so good to be with you. I know today we're going to dive into real estate. We're going to touch on local elections a little bit, which is kind of bringing my news wheelhouse into this real estate show.
You're salivating. I know.
Everything is politics, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Everything's political. No, we'd like to stay out of politics when we can, but some things just inevitably become, you know, political at times, and it's unfortunate, but here we are. But our guest today is going to help us walk us through how housing and politics are kind of tied together.
Absolutely. No, we love doing this KSL Real Estate Show and giving you all the tips and tricks on not only being a homeowner, but being a real estate investor in the state of Utah. You know, the exciting news right now is the Salt Lake Parade of Homes is going on. It started July 28th. It goes to August 12th. Make sure you buy your ticket. It is $20 to go and see these homes. It's the best of the best in the state of Utah. They're in the Salt Lake area, so definitely make sure you check that out. And it's your lucky day because two lucky winners are going to win tickets. So come into the Lehigh store, come into the Orem store if you're the first one there. You're going home with some tickets and a cool bag and a lanyard and all the goods. So check that out. Also today, we get to talk about all the things that are going on, not only nationally in the real estate market, but also locally here in Utah. And we have one of my favorite guests, Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. Craig, how's it going?
Going really well. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate that greatly.
Absolutely. Okay, Craig, what's going on nationally?
You know what's interesting? The national real estate market is faring much better than people had anticipated. And this, despite the fact that interest rates continue to remain high, and real estate is actually surviving pretty well. Now, it's down in many areas, but it's not down as much as people think. And real estate continues to remain pretty resilient despite the high interest rates.
I feel like real estate agents have to say that. Like, you just have to.
Well, because,
But it's certainly, I think your point is right. It's not where it once was, but it's not horrible.
Exactly. They're still doing great.
Yeah, it's backed by numbers.
Yeah.
So the data supports it, and that's, you know, what's great. But that being said, a lot of people still are remaining on the sidelines because they feel like that prices may continue to go down. And that's just not what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And in fact, since the beginning of this year, real estate has gone up, generally speaking, about 7 or 8% up since the beginning part of the year. So values have actually increased since the beginning part of the year.
So are we turning a corner a little bit?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think so. Not yet. So we are going to enter into the fall season. It's going in the winter, and real estate generally remains a little soft during that period of time. However, the corner, I would say, is coming. I mean, you could potentially have said that January was a corner because we had prices slide from last, you know, May or June until January. And then come now January, prices started going back up. They're pretty level at the current moment. Probably will remain level, maybe slide a little bit as the year goes on. But watch out for next spring.
Watch out.
What does that mean? Elaborate. What does that mean?
So if we are still sustaining this level of prices despite 7% interest rates. Imagine what will happen if rates go to 6 or 5. There is a huge pent-up demand right now. As rates come down, there will be many, many buyers that enter the market more than anticipated, and prices will be going up. And so that is right now. It is actually a time to buy. There is a reason why I bought the biggest real estate purchase of my life about 2 months ago for a reason, because I see what's coming. I see what's coming because as rates slide, we're going to have we are going to have some appreciation that's strong.
You just convinced everyone to get into the market today.
There's like, always good deals in every market, right? Despite what interest rates are doing. They say Utah housing market stays cool in June and July. New listings are down 30%, which goes to your point of, you know, supply and demand. So the homes that are available, people have to pay more for because there's not as many of them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The low number of listings is helping sustain price. That's
exactly.
For sure. And, you know, there are a lot of sellers that are wanting to remain on the sideline because they've got really low interest rates that they're locked into on their current home. So why would they want to sell and move beyond that? And
yeah.
That's one reason why listings are remaining low. But this is a situation where buyers really need to consider the mathematics because you might not like your interest rate now. And so you're going to have a payment that may be $500 to $1,000 a month higher than you want. But let's do the math on this. So you project that out a year. So you're talking about $6,000 to $12,000 more of a payment than you would have paid during the year than you otherwise wanted. Well, what happens next year if rates drop and then there's a flurry of buying activity that causes prices to then go up $50,000?
Mm.
You think you're saving by not buying $6,000 to $12,000 this year. But in actuality, you're going to next year have prices that may be tens of thousands higher.
Mm.
And so it's really goes back to what I've said before is you need to realize you are dating the interest rate and you are marrying a home. It is okay to marry a home at an interest rate you do not like and plan to get rid of later.
Refinance.
Yeah. Exactly. So buy now when you have options in front of you and there are not as many buyers competing for the inventory that's on the market. And so you have time to shop, buy what you actually want, not have any buyer's remorse about what you get. And then you lock in a price that you like at a payment you do not like, but then you get rid of that payment when rates come down.
Mm.
And we already know based on what the Fed has been doing that they've already been sending signals into the market that, you know, we're not going to really be tightening that much more at this point.
So even if I can't get as much value out of my house right now by selling it, you're saying it's still probably a good decision to take less equity now and get into something?
Oh, that's a really good question. So selling,
kind of two different animals.
Yeah. So for some sellers, it may not make sense to sell right now.
Okay.
So depending on your situation, I did have a client that just sold, got her equity out and bought two properties with that equity. So that made sense because she's an investor and she realized what's coming down the pipeline with what will happen with appreciation in the Utah real estate market.
Okay.
And so selling made sense for her. But for some people, it may not make sense. And that's a really individualized question.
Right.
Depending on what your unique circumstances. But when it comes to buyers, if buying is a good option right now.
Okay.
If you can get in, you're probably not going to like the payment you're going to come in at.
Right.
But I will tell you, you're going to like today's price better than next year's price.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. 100%. Okay. So we have Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts, one of the top real estate agents in the state of Utah. Craig, there's some pretty cool news. You have an incredible brokerage. And you have a ton of agents. You invest in your agents to make them successful. So if you're a real estate agent, definitely check out Prime Real Estate Experts. It's in the Eagle Mountain area, correct?
Well, actually, we built an office building in Lehigh.
Okay,
so
in Lehigh.
So we service the whole state. I mean, we have agents across the state because we do a lot of, you know, virtual trainings and things. We actually have agents down in St. George and agents actually out in Vernal and agents up in northern, you know, the northern part of Utah and then a ton across the Wasatch Front.
That's
as
awesome.
Well. But primarily in Lehigh is where at least our main hub is. But yeah, we have 87 agents right now. And
so you're just a small.
Yeah.
That's huge, you guys.
What's interesting, despite the 87 agents, because there's some brokerages with 200 or 300 or something like that. I was just recently looking at some rankings in terms of productivity per brokerage, and our brokerage actually ranks in the top 2% statewide.
Wow.
Despite the fact that there are other real estate offices that are double and triple our size.
Wow.
We're ahead of many of those brokerages. And it comes down to how productive each agent is within our brokerage because of the training they receive.
Absolutely. No, if you are looking to buy or sell a home, definitely contact Prime Real Estate Experts. There's a free market analysis so you can actually get the value of your home. You are incredible at educating buyers and sellers on what is the best fit for them. Because it's easy to just say, oh, this is what everyone should do. But there's individual circumstances. And I love your honesty and openness and even, you know, giving Lindsay Ertz here, one of the hosts on the show, some real estate advice and investment advice is always so great.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I would just finish with this. And that's, you know, buying and selling is what you said, Heather. It's an individualized situation. So you really need to talk to an expert to see if buying or selling makes sense for you. The answer may be yes. The answer may be no. It just depends on your unique circumstance. We're happy to walk people through that so that they can. And again, that doesn't cost anybody to just analyze what your options are. We're happy to do that for free. You can find us at primerealestateexperts.com. You can find me at craigwhiting.com. We're happy to help.
Absolutely. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Lindsay Ertz with KSL here and Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. She created that store, those stores, plural, I should say, from the ground up out of a box truck 22 years ago, Heather.
So true.
And now you are living large in Lehigh and Orem, and it's awesome.
It's so much fun. I can't believe I get paid to do what I do. I love interior design. I love real estate. I love furniture. It all goes hand in hand. And I love doing this show. We get to talk about all the good things that are happening, not only nationally in the real estate market, but also in the Utah market. Staging is a big part of that and making your home look great so that you can get the best price for your home in the shortest amount of time. But also, you know, remodeling. We do interior design and new construction. We do start to finish, interior, exterior. We have those services. Definitely call Osmond Designs and we'd love to help you. Salt Lake Parade of Homes is going on right now. It is goes until August 12th. And we have free tickets at the Osmond Design Stores, one in Lehigh, one in Orem, for the first person that walks in today and says that you heard about this show. So definitely don't crash your car, but get there quickly. And we'd love to give you a free bag, free lanyards, and you can go check out the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. Right behind the Salt Lake Parade of Homes is the Park City. They call it the showcase of homes there. There are 10 incredible homes, and one of our favorites that we're working on this year is in Tuahe. And it's one of the largest homes in the Park City Parade. And I just love that mountain modern feel. It's going to be amazing. But enough said about all of that. Today we have an amazing guest, one of my favorites. He's back again. His name's Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts, one of the best real estate agents and brokerages in the state of Utah, servicing the entire Wasatch Front. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Thank you for having me on.
This is so much fun. Okay, Craig. Let's talk about the importance of electing officials in the real estate market. In each of these individual cities, you go through the planning commission, you know, you're trying to redevelop and get ideas that work within the city. But there's also city council that really helps to direct the development of each and every city. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So what a lot of people don't realize is the city council is the city's legislative body. It is like you're electing your senator to the federal government, your representation and your legislators for the local municipality. It is the city council. And the city council has the authority over making a lot of land use decisions, zoning decisions, development approvals and things of that nature. And so a lot of people don't pay attention to these city council elections, and whoever is getting elected is getting elected. And then those individuals are making decisions for your city. So what you need to do, if you're not pleased with the direction your city has been going, you really need to look at your city council and see what their individual philosophies and beliefs are. And when those seats come up for election, see who's running for the council seats and elect people that align with your views. It is those individuals who will then guide the direction of the city. So, for example, if you feel that your city has too much density, and your streets are too crowded, you need to first look back and see who is on the city council, what decisions are they making, what city council members could we put on there that may make different decisions. A feedback I get as a real estate broker is, Craig, I cannot find a home with a good sized lot. There are a lot of postage stamps lots up and down the Wasatch Front, and I live in Eagle Mountain. And you would think that with Eagle Mountain having over 50 square miles of land, being the fourth largest geographic city in the entire state of Utah, that you could find large lot sizes out there because there's a lot of land. And that's just simply not the case. There are very, very few developments that have lot sizes that are larger than like 0.12 acre or 0.15 acre. A lot of them are even smaller than that. It's hard to find a quarter acre lot, a third acre lot, and very difficult to find half acre or 1 acre. So what I am actually going to announce today that I have not announced publicly is that I'm actually running for city council.
Drum roll, here we go.
In Eagle Mountain City.
We don't have cool sound effects. You have to pay for those.
Okay. You're hearing
it.
You're hearing it first on KSL. Craig Whiting is running for city council there in Eagle Mountain.
Yes, because I want to make a difference there, because I feel that Eagle Mountain has a different role to play in the Wasatch Front than, say, Lehigh would. There's a ton of jobs in Lehigh, a lot of really quality employers. It makes sense to stack some density close by to those employers where your commute times will be very small. You can bike there potentially. The commute is small. It does not congest the roads. There's mass transit there in Lehigh. You've got I-15, you've got Front Runner, and you've got mass transit options. Eagle Mountain does not have mass transit. Eagle Mountain does not have huge employers. So a lot of the people that buy in Eagle Mountain have to commute out of Eagle Mountain. And so density in Eagle Mountain may not make sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas having subdivisions that could have some larger lot sizes would make sense. And that would not only serve as Eagle Mountain, but people up and down the Wasatch Front that are looking to move to a location where there are more opportunities for animal rights, or having a lot size that may be a quarter acre, third acre, half acre, 1 acre, whatever it may be, that those options are available, because they are just generally not available up and down the Wasatch Front. And so part of my candidacy would be something along those lines, running for pushing for increased lot sizes. So I would just encourage anyone who is interested in the real estate development of their city to be involved in the city council races, get to know your candidates, choose people that align with your views.
So, Craig, let me bring up one criticism that I often hear about the state legislature, because I cover local politics here in Utah. And this is not a criticism of you and your run in any way, but just bringing up a point of discussion here. Oftentimes the criticism I hear is, well, the legislature is just run by developers and they give their developer buddies incentives and tax breaks and things like that. And so how do you reassure people that you're not in it just for your own financial gain, right? Because, for example, some developers could get, you know, tax incentives, or they could get, you know, different plots of land. So how do you address those concerns?
You bring up such a fabulous question.
That's why I'm a journalist.
This is in politics.
This is an amazing question, because you've just asked the question that is at the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter.
And you got to answer it in 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Well, and we may have to roll this in the next segment.
Okay, we can roll it in.
But, okay. At the conflict is this, is that developers earn short-term profits off of the decisions they're doing. So they're incentivized to get in and get out and make as much money as they can. So they're in it for the short term. The landowners that sell to them are likewise in it for the short term. They're trying to maximize their profit. And so the only defense against that, because the city now lives with the long-term consequence of whatever got built.
Right.
And so what gets built, is it in line with the city's interest, highest interests, and best interests?
So this may be a difference of the city versus the state, right, and who you're electing in those positions, because your city role is going to, like you say, give you some jurisdiction on the city council over how you decide land use.
Unless the developers are lining the pockets of the city councilman, in which case the developers own the city as well. And that is what's the critical thing here.
Sure. Okay.
In order to stand up against those developers, you have to elect city council members who are willing to hold those developers accountable and are willing to maintain a long-term best outlook for the city and make decisions that will benefit the city in the long term, not the short term. And this is not to say we don't appreciate developers. We do. They take a lot of risk. But what is critical is those developers can line the pockets of the candidates of people who they want. And so
do their bidding.
They will do their bidding. Yeah. And thus, not only could they own the state legislature, they can own city councils even easier because they can fund their campaigns. I'm not running a campaign where I'm taking donations from anybody. let alone developers. I'm going to self-fund my campaign. But you ask a very critical question. You've got to elect people who are willing to stand up to the developers and not let them run the show by buying who is on the city council and then reaping the benefits from that decision.
I love that you are willing to give back. This is a non-paid opportunity for the city. It's a lot of work that people don't understand. And I think that you have the experience to get this done. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Lindsay Ertz with KSL and Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts on the show today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She is the owner of Osmond Designs. Those stores are in Lehigh and in Orem, soon to be at Traverse Mountain in Lehigh. You get that gorgeous new store built.
Oh my gosh, we are chomping at the bit. We are so excited. It just takes a little while to get those plans submitted, go through all the city red tape, you know, just a typical construction site. But it will be really fun over the next year to be talking about that new building and the process of that. Of course, that's something I deal with every single day, the interior design, the exterior design, and we're sure proud of that. It's going to be kind of a mountain modern type vibe, brand new store for Osmond Designs. We'll sell our Lehigh building and move our staff and all of our furniture over to that new location, which will be great for all of our Salt Lake clients, be a little more accessible to I-15. So stay tuned for that. Today, we're talking about real estate development. We're talking about real estate agents. We have our awesome guest, Craig Whiting, with Prime Real Estate Experts on the show with us. And of course, we have the coolest Lindsay Ertz with KSL, who's always a rock star on the show. Craig, we love having you back again. Here you are. And we, you know, I think for this episode, I think we need to just get to know you a little bit and your background and how you became such an expert in this industry here in Utah.
Well, it's a story of not giving up. I'll tell you that. I mean, I was sort of born into the real estate industry shortly after the 9/11 incident happened. I was entered the industry as a loan officer. At that time, interest rates were coming down because of things that were happening in the economy. And I was a loan officer for a few years. In 2007, I got my real estate license for my own personal real estate investing purposes. I got it in July 2007. And August 2007 is when in the state of Utah, things started to crash. So things have started coming down sort of across the nation, but Utah was still holding out and was resilient. In August 2007, everything started crashing. The Great Recession then ensues. And we're now entering a period of time in real estate where we now have a lot of foreclosures. We have a lot of short sales happening. Short sales being the exact opposite of what the name means. It's you're selling short of what's owed to the mortgage company. So the mortgage company has an opportunity to either approve or deny that sale, which would take often it's like several months to actually complete. And so here you are entering into a real estate situation with a real estate licensee and it's taking months to close a real estate transaction at a very low prices. And then banks would often reduce your commissions on those sales anyway. So it was a very, very, very challenging market to enter into. Despite that, I didn't give up in it. I had to get through that portion of my life, like cash advancing on credit cards, borrowing on an equity line of credit. I had bought multiple properties in 06, and those were all falling like everybody else's properties were at the time. Instead of filing bankruptcy, instead of doing foreclosure like a lot of my friends did, I chose to pay back every creditor, every penny that I ever borrowed from them. And so I struggled for multiple years. It was hard for me to put food on my family's table. And I remember one day distinctly, like one of my neighbors came out of his house and he was going to Cafe Rio for lunch. And he's like, Craig, join me. And I'm like, I can't do that. I literally did not have the money to do that. I was borrowing money from my brother and all that kind of stuff. So being upside down a lot, but choosing to not give into a bankruptcy or foreclosure or do short sales on my own, I decided to pay back every creditor, every penny I could. And then,
and that says a lot because Craig's taken me to lunch before. And my husband,
exactly.
Too.
Well,
that's really nice.
And so what's interesting is you go from that moment in your life, and then I just persevered through that and continued to work hard and a network. And it's amazing what happens when you stick to a dream of that you have and not give up on it and to just never quit. And as the years went on, my real estate business just blossomed and skyrocketed. And I went to where I couldn't afford a lunch, you know, going out for lunch, to where I remember one Black Friday sale with Cafe Rio. I'm like, I bought
all these gift cards.
I'm like, I remember dropping like a lot of money. Yeah. I'm buying a ton of these gift cards, and then thinking to myself, wait a minute, I remember the day I couldn't buy one meal, lunch. Let alone hundreds of these meals.
And now Cafe Rio is sponsoring this ad.
Yeah, there you go, free advertisement. Yes. But that's the story of what we go through, and it really comes down to a few things. Something I preach in my real estate brokerage is love, serve, and connect. Those are the three values that we incorporate in the culture of our brokerage and in the culture of how we treat others around us. And when people feel that from someone, that love, serve, and connect, that you're actually in it for them instead of yourself, they gravitate toward that. And as I have implemented that policy in my own life, or that culture in my own life, I have had people gravitate to me. And then by word of mouth, say, you got to use Craig. You got to use Craig. You got to use his brokerage. You got to use these agents that are being trained by Craig. Use this team and enjoy having a relationship with someone who actually cares about you. You're not a lead. You're not a number. You're not a prospect. You're a human with desires and dreams and goals just like I had. And I want to help you achieve those very goals and dreams.
And it would make sense then why you're running for office in Eagle Mountain.
So, yes, it's all about giving back. And in fact, owning the brokerage that I own, it's all about giving back to the agents that are with me. It has nothing to do with earning money on them. It has absolutely zero to do with that. And if I could show you the back doors of the economics of how a real estate brokerage works and versus my own personal real estate business, you would see why that is the case. But it's all about giving back. And so my life, you know, when Larry H. Miller, you know, he passed away obviously many years ago, but something he said is you need to go around doing good in the world and doing so much good. And I don't have the exact quote, but it's along those lines. It's about doing good and giving back. And we've seen him and his family do that here for us in Utah. And we each need to be that person in our sphere. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's owning a real estate brokerage where I can help tons of agents to achieve their real estate goals. And then in this now at Eagle Mountain City, helping guide what I feel like would be the creation or the growth of a city, the vision and the direction of a city that can make it the number one choice for residents in Utah County. That's my goal, is to make it that city. Like, we've got to go Eagle Mountain because it is different. It has certain things we cannot get anywhere else. And so that's why I'm running. I want to give back to the city and give back to the people. You can find all of my policies and all my positions in detail at electcraigwhiting.com. I don't just like put generic things out there. I have actually very, very specific things. You can go there and see exactly what I want to accomplish and in a very detailed way. And so if you like it, go to electcraigwhiting.com. If you like what you see, vote for me. If you don't like it, that's okay. Tell me what your vision is and let's have a conversation.
So what's your platform, Craig? What are you running on?
So a few different things. I mean, we brought it up in the last segment, something super critical, that conflict of interest that exists with developers and how developers can actually run the political scene as well and get approvals for what they want to do by simply buying the candidates that get in and sponsoring their campaigns. They get in there, and then those city council members are, you know, make approvals for the developments that are brought by the developers. So one thing is holding developers accountable to the vision of the city, making sure that the decisions passed by the council and meet the highest interests of the city. Not the highest interest of the developers, but the highest interest of the city. And so when the developers' interests align with what would be in the best interest of the city, we will approve that. That's what we want to do. So one thing is holding developers accountable. I would also say for Eagle Mountain and what Eagle Mountain can specifically do in the Wasatch Front and how it can serve the Wasatch Front to make it unique would be to increase the lot sizes beyond postage stamp lots, having lot sizes that would give buyers opportunities to build a hobby shop or build a greenhouse or do gardening, meaningful gardening, or perhaps build a pickleball court in their backyard. Things like that they can't get right now with new construction because of the lot sizes being too small.
But certainly when you say that you want to do what's best for the city, there's going to be differences of opinion on what's best for the city.
That is very true. That's a very good point. But I think where the common interest is, at least for me, what will make Eagle Mountain City the first choice for buyers instead of being among the last choice of buyers in Utah County? What will do that? And my belief would be, okay, what does Eagle Mountain have that other cities don't? Why would people come to Eagle Mountain? Well, we have land. Eagle Mountain has land. So increasing lot sizes will cause people to say, I want to go to Eagle Mountain first.
Yeah, you can't get that in Salt Lake City.
Correct. Right? So making Eagle Mountain a first choice place, that's why my slogan is Eagle Mountain first, for that reason, like, what can we do to make Eagle Mountain the first choice? Now, not everybody wants that lifestyle.
Sure.
But that lifestyle really doesn't exist anymore up and down the Wasatch Front. But we can still create that lifestyle, I think, in Eagle Mountain.
And some people might also say, well, you're trying to get more people here. I don't want more people here.
Well, lower density, so larger lot sizes will actually decrease the density
because there'll be bigger lots. Yeah.
So if you look at this, like I like to focus on environmental issues as well. I'm concerned about traffic and I'm concerned about pollution. When you have a city of commuters, you're adding to pollution up and down the Wasatch Front and congesting roadways. The issue is Eagle Mountain doesn't have enough businesses yet to sustain itself for like being able to buy in Eagle Mountain and then work in Eagle Mountain. That doesn't exist right now.
Right.
And so Eagle Mountain will disservice the rest of the Wasatch Front when it comes to pollution and traffic if we stack density, which we just can't do that yet. Now, there may come a time when there are employers in Eagle Mountain that employ a lot of people where it would make sense at that point to stick density near those things, near those employers. So anyway, so that's sort of a vision, but I've got a lot of other policies on there at electcraigwhiting.com. Some of them are animal rights, and there's a wildlife corridor that we're working on getting put through, and some other trails and things that are important, I feel, to the long-term like enjoyment of Eagle Mountain. Like, they've got awesome mountain bike trails. We got to preserve those, things like that.
Heather, I took over your show to have a political discussion with Craig.
You know,
over.
I'm blown away. You know, Craig Whiting, you know what's going on in the real estate market and what's going on in your community. And that's something I admire and respect about you. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I would invite you to go back and listen to this episode. If you're just tuning in right now, you can podcast it wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. Or, of course, we have the KSL News Radio app where you can download. And we have a whole podcast section there. Heather Osmond, our host, of course, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay? Good
so
to see
good.
You.
I haven't been to your store in a minute, but it's just gorgeous in there.
You are a sweetheart. We have so many fun things. I know summer's almost over. I can't believe it. So we're getting ready for fall. We have all the best fall scents. If you walk into our stores, you smell what the season is, which I think is so great. We're getting ready for back to school, which is a little bit concerning, right? I can't believe summer's almost over. It doesn't feel like it's been long enough. But of course, we are super excited about all the Parade of Homes. We have the best of the best furnishings in the industry that are being showcased in these homes. And of course, the best interior design ideas. So I think there's some really fun and unique things that you haven't seen before. And, you know, of course, houses and Pinterest are always great, what you see online. But when you actually walk through it yourself, it's a whole nother thing. We offer staging, which is so, so important. If you're thinking of selling your home, there's a really good reason why builders spend a lot of time on model homes is because they feel better and it feels like a home versus an empty home. So we make your house a home. Today we have Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts on the show. Craig, you have a little experience selling real estate. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I would say, Heather, when you mentioned like smells in a home could destroy,
it's so true.
Destroy the sale.
A dog.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
I smell it in my own home, let's be honest.
Yeah. It's politically correct on the show.
So yeah, when you're talking about
water damage is a problem.
Yeah, when I get feedback from buyers where I'm like, man, this house is great on paper, and they walk in and they're just the way it looks and feels, what people don't realize, the purchase of a home is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It is psychological. So where Heather comes in this equation is that psychological, emotional impact.
She can create a feeling in a home.
Yes.
Yeah,
that will
100%.
Drive the sale price way high. And even if you're not looking to sell right now, if you just want that impact for your own feeling and for the feeling of your family and the feeling of the guests and visitors that come to your home, Heather can maximize that.
Yeah.
You're so awesome. No, I think we have the best furniture in the industry. Honestly, I'm a little biased, of course, but we work really, really hard. We go to all the furniture markets in the country, and we're usually the first ones there and the first ones to leave because we really work hard. There are national trends. And then, of course, we always like to Utahize them for family friendly. Your home really can be beautiful, but it can be functional as well. One of my favorite things that we are just killing it with and selling so much of is sectionals. We cannot keep them in stock. If you walk into our stores, probably half of them have sold tags in them and getting ready to be delivered to customers' homes. They are cozy. They're comfortable. They are incredible prices. They're revolution fabrics. You know, I don't know any home in Utah that doesn't have some kind of sectional, whether it's on the main floor or in the basement. And revolution fabrics, if you're not aware of those, are family friendly. They're pet friendly. You can pour a Diet Coke and then wipe it off, but they're still soft, which is incredible. So we're really proud of those. And, you know, dining tables, we have Thanksgiving coming up, bedrooms. We spend a lot more time in our bedrooms than you would imagine. So you might as well like the bed, especially splurge on the master bed.
And Craig, did you know there's dirty words when you come to the real estate show with me and Heather? You can't call it a couch. It's called a sofa.
It's a sofa.
That's a swear
Craig,
word in Heather's world.
I learned something here today. No, that's
it's
good
like,
to know. That's
it's
good
like
to
saying
know.
We was. It's just not okay. In the furniture industry, sometimes you're like, oh, they just don't know.
Yeah.
It's okay. We still love you anyway.
It's called a sofa.
Come and check out the sofas. Come check out our awesome ottomans. People in Utah are loving ottomans in front of their sofa or you know, their sectional or whatever that is, because then you can put a tray on it. And then it also is additional seating. I also want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They serve the entire Wasatch Front, but specifically have been in the business for 130 years. They do in-house underwriting. So they have those committees on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Give them the paperwork and you can get approved pretty quickly. Sure, support them. And they are actually a co-sponsor for the Parade of Homes with Osmond Designs. And so we get to team up with them quite a bit. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today, we have been honored with the presence of Craig Whiting, who is the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. He's given us the best knowledge. If you haven't listened to all four episodes, definitely make sure you check out the KSL podcast and the website, and you can re-listen to whatever you need here. Thanks for joining us today. Signing off, Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We have Lindsay Ertz, the incredible host from KSL. And thank you, Craig, for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be back next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.